Hi there, it's John, one of the producers and directors of Wooden Overcoats. And I'm here to tell you that this file you've just downloaded, this file you're streaming, is a brand new mini-episode of Wooden Overcoats, the first in a series of five fun fragments that we've made just for you. And we're making those in support of season four of Wooden Overcoats, the full-blown, huge show which we are going to be releasing next year. It's going to be the biggest series yet. It's going to be 10 episodes long, and it's going to bring an end to the Wooden Overcoat story and finish it all off in a way that we'll be proud of and we hope you will enjoy hugely. So please head over to our Indiegogo page. There are links on our social media channels and on our website, and you can find out all the great rewards and reasons for you to help the show come out next year. But for now, let me leave you with the first episode of Fun Fragments. Welcome back to Piffling Vale.
Fun Fragments of Wooden Overcoats. A Heavy Soul Unburdened in Eric's Pal by Felix Trench.
Right, everyone. Be very careful where you step. How many fingers have we found?
I've only got one. Georgie, how about you?
Three. But none of them are index fingers.
Oh dear, we can't have lost any, can we?
No. Keep looking. I'm sure they'll turn up.
Ah, hello there, Rudyard. Antigone. Georgie.
Hi, Eric.
Oh, look, this might be a knuckle.
Yes, I think it is.
What are you lot up to?
The shark hunter, Mr. Whittaker. He fell off the pier and straight through his fishing net.
He was dieting to lots of little pieces.
Oh, I see.
His brother brought him over in a shopping bag.
We're trying to put the body back together again. It's like a massive jigsaw. Get involved.
No, that's all right. Actually, I've had a bit of a gloomy day.
Hold on. What's this?
Oh, good. Navicular over here with the feet.
Yes, well, I thought I might come
back.
Yeah,
hang on, Eric. This one?
Part of the trapezius? Yeah, trapezius. Here.
Yes. You know, just thought I'd come by and see if anyone...
Is this part of a lung?
It's always part of a lung. Let me feel it. No, not lung. It's from his bubble hat.
Oh, yes, of course. You were saying, Chapman?
Oh, no. Nothing really. You know, nothing really.
Good.
I suppose I just...
I think I've built his kneecap.
Impossible. I've done them both.
What about this? Is that a thumb or a toe?
That's a big toe. Wonderful.
You know those days when you wake up and you think, this is it. A new me. I'm off. I'm just thrilled by this morning. And then somehow it's noon.
Eric, what are you on about?
Georgie, no.
Well, seeing as you ask, I'm not feeling too chipper.
Oh, really?
You see, my pen pal stopped writing.
What did you say?
My pen pal, Strahil. Always wore a suit. Lovely guy. We met in Venezuela that summer I was fixing jet skis.
Strahil?
He's Bulgarian.
You speak Bulgarian, of course.
No, actually. But we both spoke Mandarin, so that helped. We played correspondence chess in our letters. BG4H6.
What does that mean?
Bishop on G4 to H6. He's a national champion. In fact, the first time I beat him, his city flew me out for a champagne dinner. Can you believe it?
This has to be an eyebrow. It could be a moustache. Let's keep an open mind.
He led a very full life. Two daughters, each from a different marriage. He gave me an idea of what it's like to be a dad. I hadn't thought about it before. It's not too late. I'd be a good dad. Well, I hope I would. Then he retired early. Should he write his book? He did, eventually. Small publisher. He writes poetry. There's one about a bicycle.
Bicycles are for people, not poetry.
Should they buy a smaller house? They did. He did me a sketch. You'll have seen it in the foyer. It has a stone staircase, little alley, cobbles. I love cobbles, don't you?
Antigone, you've got some pelvis in your hand.
Yes, I know, Georgie. Thank you. I don't need it yet.
So we kept in touch, and then the strangest thing. About a year ago, I stopped hearing from him. Just like that. Just stopped. I thought, you know, he was busy, but we were halfway through a game. His rook was in trouble. His rook! I wrote follow-ups, but nothing came back. Nothing.
Yes, I'm sorry about that, Chapman. That's very distressing. Could you hold his teeth?
Oh, sure. I do hope he's all right. We used to go diving together. I get all the tanks and snorkels, but he'd just laugh at me, take a deep breath and jump in. Me in scuba gear, he in a lamb's wool suit. I can't imagine anyone like that getting ill.
Just because you haven't heard from him doesn't mean he's sick.
Could be sick of you.
Georgie.
We were all thinking it.
A year, though. A whole year ago today. Just gnaws at you and, well, when you lose one friend, you sort of need the other ones. Don't you?
Yes!
Thank goodness.
I found a nostril!
Oh, well done, Rudyard. Now we have a pair.
Well, I just wanted to get it off my chest, really. See if you guys had any advice.
Oh!
Oh, well, you know. When you stare into the abyss...
The abyss stares back?
It depends on the abyss.
Yes, hop in and find out.
I suppose things must end. That's the one thing we all know in this job, isn't it? Things must end.
Yes. Well, I'm sure you're right.
Are you?
Are you?
Am I? I don't know. Now that you say it, Rudyard, perhaps... Yes, perhaps I'm wrong. Maybe every sad ending brings the promise of a happy beginning.
Or the threat.
Or the threat, yes. Strahil may have stopped writing to me, but something new is coming my way. This could just be his way of telling me to get on with my life, couldn't it?
I have those teeth back now.
Do, please. Strahil opened his arms and let the world in, and I must remember to do the same. Never look back, or you'll miss what's in front of you.
A man turned into a jigsaw puzzle.
I'll never find out what happens to his last rook. And maybe I like the mystery. Thank you, Funs. Thank you, Georgie.
I can't find his nipples anywhere.
You enjoy your afternoon. I'm off to find a new adventure. Hello, Sid.
Ah.
Oh, you've got a musket. Fingers! 8, 9, 10, 11...
They just keep going, don't they?
Rudyard.
Hmm?
Are you stealing Chapman's post?
Of course I am.
Shock face.
You know you can never stop now.
I don't intend to. Not until I crack that code.
Chess.
You'll never fool us.
Eric's Pal was written by Felix Trench and was performed by Felix Trench as Rudyard, Beth Eyre as Antigone, Tom Crowley as Eric, and Kira Baxendale as Georgie. The script was edited by David K. Barnes, and the production manager was Elizabeth Campbell. Music composed by James Whittle. The programme was recorded at the Coach House Studio and was directed and produced by Andy Goddard and John Wakefield.
Hi everyone, it's John again. Thank you so much for listening. I really hope you enjoyed that. We can't wait to get started on the full season 4, so please head over to our Indiegogo page. Now, while you're waiting for our next fun fragment, we'd like to recommend another podcast to you, especially if you have an interest in history. The Outliers podcast comes from Historic Royal Palaces, who have kindly helped sponsor our mini-season of fun fragments in association with Rusty Quill, the creators of the Magnus Archives. Outliers present stories from the edge of history, people hiding in the shadows of real events, taking place in some of the greatest palaces ever built. There's tragedy, comedy and adventure, and you may even learn a few things along the way. The first season is already available on your local podcast app, but now is the time to subscribe, because their second season launches on the 5th of November. Featuring a diverse range of topics and styles, and scripts from the creators of Wolf 359, The Far Meridian, and Wooden Overcoats, amongst others. You won't want to miss Outliers Season 2. Thanks for listening.